All right, here I am. Good morning. It is 9:44 a.m. on Friday, February the 22nd, 2019. Yeah, it's been 10 days. The last time I talked to you was on the 12th. So, yeah, clearly I'm not doing all that well. I'm not getting the walk in. The mornings are going away before I even know they're there. I'm not getting a lot of words. I was doing really well writing every day for a while, and then I took a trip. And I had to get up at like 3 a.m. to catch the plane, and then I was busy until 11:30 at night, and I crashed. I forgot to worry, forgot to write. I got up the next morning, and I got about 50 words in and realized I needed to be at breakfast because the sessions will go out to start. And I ran all day, both days. Monday was fun. I went out to dinner with the podium people, but because it was a large group and a popular steakhouse, it took a very long time for us to get through and move on back to the hotel, and by which time I stopped to talk to some people about business, and the next thing I knew it was like 1 a.m. So I went back to the room and crashed, got up late, grabbed breakfast. Second day, I was so tired I had to cut lunch short and go take a nap, which helped. And then I got to meet a couple of fans, Tom Reed, and Mr. Cruz, William Carroll Cruz, Sr. and Jr. And while that was a relatively early night, because those guys, Tom came up from San Antonio, which is like 90 miles away. So I did get back to the room at a reasonable hour, but I had to get up to catch my shuttle to the airport, which meant I had to have things pretty much packed up, which meant I didn't do a lot of staying up, and so I missed a third day in a row. And yesterday I was home, but didn't get my writing in first thing in the morning, and before I knew it, the day was over. Today, I still haven't got my writing in yet, but I'm getting to walk in. So, hi. So, the Begin Again, Fin Again thing is started up again, Fin Again, Begin Again, where I have to try to rebuild everything from scratch. And this time it even includes meditation, because I didn't do meditation while I was on the road. I had already dropped the ball on that. I think I mentioned it on the 12th, where I dropped the ball on my 1,040 something days in a row. And this morning is, I did my meditation on the walk, and it's 1. So, I need to do that. I've noticed it's much more difficult for me to focus these days, having let the meditation practice lapse. I'm having a hard time, just in general. I need to really stop flailing, I guess is the word. So this morning's catastrophe is that I got notice from my website that it needed an update to the new version of WordPress, and it was a bunch of themes and plugins that had been flagged, so I had to go through and try to do that. But the difficulty being, I couldn't connect to my host. So I put out a warning. And I spent the morning sort of working through everything to try to make sure that all of the stuff that needs to be updated is updated. And it's still throwing the odd 403 and 502 technical error that I don't think really has anything to do with me, but has something to do with what other traffic is going on the shared blade that my blogs run on. So keep trying, you'll get through. Which brings up the other technical issue. The one thing that I took away from... I took away a bunch of stuff. One was how persuasion works. And I need to go back over my notes for that, because that was a really good one. It was the opening segment. And it was really good. And there were several that were really good that I need to go back through and review my notes. I took copious notes on some of them, and others were just like, yeah, okay, fine. But I need to go back and review my notes on that. On that one, it explains a lot of things that I have been doing right all along, and just not really understanding why they were the right things. They just felt like the right thing. But the big takeaway was the newsletter panel program. It wasn't a panel, it's just one woman, Tammy LeBrec, who I was prepared to discount out of hand because she challenged my assumptions about newsletters. But then, she convinced me. Now, I am a tough sell when it comes to newsletters. I am not a hardcore email person. I like email. I prefer email over almost every other mode of communication because it leaves a trail, at least. An audit trail, at least a record of the things that were discussed. The downside is I get upwards of 700 emails a day. And a lot of them are spam, a lot of them are notices, a lot of them are things that I don't need to pay attention to. The downside is every once in a while something I really need to see gets lost. But she said two things that resonated with me. Because they challenged the integration of my basic core values in terms of online interaction within the realm of how I am doing my email list. So, one thing that she pointed out was that if you only email when you have a new release, which is my practice, the only time that people on the list hear from you is when you want them to do something. It's when I want you to buy the book. And that's not how I structure all the rest of my online presence. It's not how I do any other communications channel. And I didn't look at it like that. I didn't see it as the only time the email people hear from me. as when I'm asking them to buy something. And so I need to change that. But in order to make that work, I have to upgrade my service, because I've outgrown it. I outgrew it a long time ago, but I've just been delaying the inevitable. But the other thing she said was, don't generalize your behavior onto your readers. Which is like, yeah, of course. Except that when it comes to email, I am. I don't subscribe to emails, newsletters. I don't, because I don't want to get an email a week. I don't want to get an email a month. I only want to get the message that says books available. And I have other ways of finding that out, as I suspect almost everyone does at this point. So I was generalizing my bias onto the people who sign up for newsletters. And that's a mistake. Get ready, sit with me. Monk post. Okay. So those are two mistakes that I'm making. And the remedy is rebuilding the list on a different service. Now, in theory, I could just pull all the names and push them over, because they've all been double opt in all along. But I'm changing the rules. You sign up for my list, it says on the page, it'll only email you when I have a new release and people sign up. But it turns out that not everybody is getting an email. Not everybody who's on the list is getting an email. And they're not bouncing, and they're not registering, and there's all kinds of problems with the way I'm doing it, because I only send out an email sporadically, and I don't get, I get a lot of click-throughs, so people click a link in the mail and they go somewhere. While I don't necessarily get a lot of click-throughs, I also don't get a lot of unsubscribes, I don't get a lot of spam flags, but I also don't get delivered to everyone. And MailChimp is not necessarily telling me that. It goes back to what I used to do it in my own, for myself, and send my own emails out, and did not realize for the first 2 years that some of the services, like Hotmail, there are still people who use Hotmail. Hotmail flagged me as a spammer and refused to forward my emails because I sent too many. Yahoo Mail did the same thing. So I went with MailChimp, and I have outgrown MailChimp because I wanted to do other things. I want more control and more data about who the people are who are on my list. So that I can do some segmentation, I can do some A/B testing, I can do some things to say, okay, what worked better, this or this? And that means that I have to go to a service that does that and is willing to do that for my level of service for less than MailChimp wants, frankly. MailChimp wants $300 a month. And honestly, I can't. It's $3,600 a year. And while I can afford it, the cost-benefit analysis on this says that's not really going to be helpful. Somebody walking along here barefooted. There are toe prints. There's footprints in the snow in front of me here. And there are toe prints. Okay. It's true. All right, well, maybe there's some kind of funky outdoor sandal or something. I don't know. Anyway, so I need to shift services, and I found one that's only $100 a month. But if I'm going to be paying by the month, There's also a technical reason for putting out an email every month. And that technical reason has to do with interaction with the recipient. So if an email, if you get one of these bulk emails from me and you don't click a reply, if you don't reply to it, and you're on Gmail, for example, then Gmail, after a while, will put that email onto promotions and not in your inbox. So a lot of emails go to promotion tab, and that's only one step removed from spam, and a lot of people don't see them. And you can put in there with all the other people who are, you know, selling you all the kind of spammy things that people try to sell on the internet, like books. So I got her book. Her name is Tammy LeBrecq. Her book is Newsletter Ninja. And I read it. And her presentation was wonderful. Her book is even better. If any of you out there are thinking about doing a newsletter, thinking about doing something like that, her explanation of the onboarding process is beautiful. And I really want to set up an onboarding process for newcomers to come along. I need to use the onboarding process to try to promote some of the backlist to try to get some more attention for Tanith Fairport. Tanith is one of those underdog works where, yeah, I sell a few every month, but there's still a huge number of people who don't know about them. And people are really focused on Ishmael, to the point that a lot of people haven't even bothered to go read The Smuggler's Tales, even though it delayed them getting the new Ishmael book. No, I only care about Ishmael. I don't want to read anything but Ishmael. Okay, all right, I can accept that. I wonder how many people will continue that once they understand what happens at the end of By Darkness Forged. We'll see. The Podium. Smuggler's Tales are going to Podium. I've signed a contract this morning. They have all three files. I asked, their casting director was in Austin, and I took her aside and I said, look, I know once I sign the contract, it's up to you guys to put whatever narrator you think is appropriate on it, but if you can find your way clear to put a woman narrating this, these two characters really need to have a woman's voice. And while, yeah, I know, you know, men read women's stories all the time, these stories, I want to have a woman's voice. And the casting director is saying, I'm always looking for a story for my wonderful women readers to read. So if that's what you want, I have a dozen women who could read this. And so I said, well, I realize that this is completely Podium Publishing's choice. I don't have really any say about it, but just let me put my two cents in here for having somebody else read some of these works. And she was like, I will factor that in. And then they just asked me again this morning if I had any preference. And I said, yes, I prefer to be a woman, but I understand that it's not my choice. So they're at least asking around. The liaison with Podium is so much better than it was in the beginning. Victoria Garkin has just made such a big difference. And I'm grateful enough to give them more work, even when I said I wasn't going to give it to them. Tanith is still out with Artistic Whispers. I hope they're going to come back to me pretty soon with that. Jesus, footing is hot. The footing is a bit grim here. There's not a lot of it, but there's just enough to coat everything. So it adds a layer of friction-free. Anyway, so, yeah, I got to redo the mailing list. And I think what I'm going to do is just start over. I'll send out an email to the people who are already getting emails, understanding that that's not going to be everybody. And if I can get it done by the first of the month when I do my monthly update to the blog, I can tell people, okay, you're not getting my emails, and I'm working to correct it. I need you to sign up on this link for the monthly news. I want to call it shipping news, but that's actually a title. That's actually a novel. A really good novel by Annie Proulx about life in Newfoundland. Maybe I'll call it Clipper Clips or Nate Notes or I don't know. Nate Notes. I like Nate Notes. Anyway, that's where we are. That's what I'm doing. That's where I've been. But right now, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I will talk to you then.